call this meeting to order, Board of Selectmen meeting, Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, 7 p.m. in person and virtual. So we're going to start with public comment, but first, a couple of housekeeping things is we'd like to keep the speeches down to 3 minutes each, and the board does not engage at this point in time. We'll take it into consideration, move it into a subcommittee, and then we'll put it on the agenda at a future time.
Salute the flag.
And before we do anything, I'd like to salute the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So.
Right, right over there.
Oh, would you want me to move the podium up here? Are you comfortable just speaking up toward the microphone? So whoever wants to speak, you can come up and speak. Jim?
You're up first.
You're up first, I guess.
I'm first.
Microphone's over there.
Don't hand up before you all. Very pictures.
Thanks, Jim.
You got one already.
That's the name, man.
We could talk to this too.
You sure?
Do you have enough for us?
I think so. I made seven, eight. They just pass them down, that might be easier.
Picture's not an accurate representation, Jim.
It's not.
It's not. Look out the window.
Well, you can look at the backside, that's worse than the front side.
There's no holes in the roof anymore.
Has it all been fixed?
It's in the process.
Oh, awful long process. Jim Lurch, Brookfield Road. I'm here talking on behalf of the buildings in Bolton, the town buildings. Not the fire company, not the schools, just the town's infrastructure. I'm very concerned with it. It's not being taken care of properly. I don't think it's being managed properly. There should be better ways. The picture you have shows a huge hole in the roof. There's a bigger hole in the back. And why we're just letting it rot, fall apart, I don't know. It'd be a whole lot easier to patch it up rather than pay a demolition and take it down. So, I'm also an advocate for a new meeting place, a town hall, if you will, someplace that we can gather, we can vote and do our stuff and not have to chop up a beautiful room and go to trailer, go to churches and all that stuff and everything. So I'm not in favor of renting trailers like down at the Municipal Center. I think that's not a good use of our tax dollars. I think it'd be better if we had put the money into a structure that we could own and maintain and have for forever. This is, I just think we should be taking care of our town infrastructure better than we have. It should be planning and programming and scheduling and it's just not happening, I don't think. Not well enough. That's it.
Thank you, Jim. Is there anybody else who would like to come up and comment?
Hi, so I'd like to speak on a different subject, and I too have handouts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. I am the treasurer of Bolton Lakeshores Association. My name is Lisa Brooks. And the maps are to show you, give you a little idea of where we're talking about. You're welcome. So this first map, you can see there's a little black line, there's an arrow pointing to it, and the little black line is the piece of road that we're here to talk about. It's 192 feet of Cubels Road that was deeded to Bolton Lakeshores Association. And you can see it is only a part of Cubels Road in Bolton. It is on the Vernon Bolton town line. And the red box shows the properties that are part of the Bolton Lake Shores Association. It is a neighborhood association. So on the next map, it's a little more expanded. And it shows you down at the bottom, there's Route 44 and Tolland Road coming off of Route 44. So I added the gold line that shows where the sewer line goes from 44 down Tolland Road, down Cubels and Greer, and then between Upper and Middle Bolton Lake, so the sewer can serve the houses over on Lakeview Drive. Now, in 1951, when the association was deeded the road, it was a dirt road. And there were a few houses, but most of the properties, people just came and camped for the weekend to use the beach. The road has been paved several times since the 1960s, and the association has never paved the road. The Bolton school buses use the road, the garbage trucks use the road, Vernon garbage trucks use it, and at least 100 cars and trucks a day go over this road. The road is an access for people, as you can see, from Tolland Road and Plymouth Road and those areas to get over to Route 84 and over to Vernon. In the summer, there are many people that are taking their kids into Camp New Hawka, picking them up, dropping them off, and using that road to get back out to 384. So the bugger is that the association can't maintain a paved road, and we can't control who's using the road. But I think we've got more input on this. But thank you for listening. And if you have any questions on the map.
Lisa, what's your address?
21 Beechwood Road.
Thank you. Just this way, our secretary can record it.
Okay, and my phone number is 860.
Oh, we don't need that.
We don't need that.
No, don't give us.
Well, you're going to follow up with me.
Yeah, well, I thought, yeah.
It's on the sheet.
You've got an eye, yeah, just for that point.
But you want to. Come on.
I don't have a handout, but I have this.
You got that?
I don't know, I hope so. Hope it doesn't fall apart.
We can see it, we can see it.
Jessica, can you see it? Okay, right there, it's fine. Thanks, John. All right, so I'm Janine Gellino from 28 Anchorage Road in Vernon. And thanks for listening to us. So we're being told that this little section of Cubels, this little section here, okay, is our private road. But Bolton Lake Shores has no control over who uses the road. And we have no control over all the changes that have taken place, like the paving or the sewers or whatever. Also, how can only 192 feet be our private road when it's right in the middle of a public through road? And how does this make it our road or our responsibility? All of Cubels has been used as a public through road for years. Sure, we believe at this point it should be owned by Bolton, similar to what Vernon already did several years ago with the rest of Cubels. Unfortunately, we seem to keep getting bogged down on who owned the road in the 50s. But is that even relevant anymore? It's time to look at this from today's perspective and have the town officially take over the care and responsibility of this road, even if ownership isn't possible. I hesitate to bring this up, but I just want you to know how important for you to understand how critical this little section of road truly is. When we just had that recent tragedy on Bolton Lake, Cubels is the actual road the emergency vehicles used. I must have seen over 30 vehicles go by my house. Why? Because Cubels is the connector or the fastest way into Bolton. And as we all know, a few seconds save can literally mean life or death. So we ask that you preserve and care for this public through road for the safety and convenience for all, now and to the future. So, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sure you don't want to see us time and year after year, so if we can solve this this year, we're done. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Great picture.
Is there anybody else who'd like to, for public comment here? Going once, going twice. Okay, so I'm gonna bring the public.
Can I turn in on the subject but not respond?
Yes.
So I will just say that I have, while I was canvassing, I was out on that piece of road. I'm not sure if it's still there because that was about, you know, a while ago, but there was a big pothole right in that area. I spoke to the Bolton resident that lives right on the corner there, and this issue did come up. It was mentioned that she was told that it was unclear who owned that part of the road and who was responsible for paving it. So it is a concern that was raised to me by a Bolton resident as well.
Okay.
It has been filled, just to let you know at this point.
Okay, thank you.
It doesn't matter who is filled.
There's nobody online, right? No. So that's gonna bring our public comment to an end.
One other thing, we quit claim it to you in a second, if you'd accept it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Point of clarification?
Yeah.
Is there a full board of members of the Bolton Lake Shores Association?
We have a board. The president is here. I'm the treasurer. And we have a couple of directors and a vice president.
Thank you for that information. I apologize, Mr. Chairman.
I should have mentioned that earlier.
Okay. Again, we'll end the public comment. And next on the agenda for us is we have to go into correspondence. Do we have any correspondence?
I don't think so.
Is it okay if we leave?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're not disrupting us, so.
No.
Very special thank you, but you're also welcome to stay.
No, no, you're not.
I didn't have hand up, but this is what I said.
We have an executive session.
We don't quite have enough copy. I have one less copy.
That's good. Thank you.
I don't see any correspondence.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.
We'll pass it.
Mr. Chairman? Thank you very much.
Have a good evening, Mr. Chairman. Grab some of my work.
Yes.
Oh, this is just a copy of what she just read.
So at this point in time, we're gonna go into executive session. Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that the Board of Selectmen consider moving the executive session to the last item on the agenda to be respectful for public who are here and people who may have to recuse themselves from the conversation.
Yes.
The fact that we have our town attorney with us and he is paid by the hour, I would respectfully understand your motion, but I would not be seconding it this time, only because we have business to attend to with an attorney.
It was just kind of scheduled event, so.
I'd like to say that I am have to recuse myself from anything to do with this discussion because my husband and the attorney for the people involved are law partners, and I'm also a personal friend of Attorney Hollister's. So, want me to go in there? Will that be far enough away? I don't have to drive home, do I?
Yeah, you know, you're welcome to go in.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know if there's any good reading in there.
I brought a book.
And our audience would have to ask.
I brought a book.
We're gonna have to ask you to leave at the moment.
If you'd like to stay, you can hang out with Ms. Mary.
Hang out with.
In the other room.
My big night out, I go all the way to the southern town. I'll go hang with Gwen.
Hang with Gwen.
Jim, you're welcome to come hang with us too, if you want.
I do.
They have cookies and.
Look at the roof on your way out, it doesn't look anything like the picture.
Love to Dorothy.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim?
Yes.
Jim, can you just make sure nobody's sitting at my desk, because there is some confidential stuff that's there. I'm sorry.
Okay. Give me a moment.
Stick them in Jason's room.
You guys are gonna have to make a motion and.
Include you.
Executive session and who you want in it.
So.
At this point, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we move into executive session to include our town administrator as well as the board.
And a town attorney.
And a town, I'm sorry, and a town attorney.
Yeah, second. All in favor?
Can I ask a question?
Is there any discussion? Yes.
Yes, what is there open, for the point of the public's knowledge, is there open litigation that we are planning to discuss in this?
Correct.
I believe there is.
Chairman, if I could address that issue, am I muted or no? I can't see you.
You were not muted.
Okay, so I think it would be appropriate to.
Record why we're going.
Sorry, yeah, we're not in executive session.
No.
Yeah, so we're discussing, going into discuss executive session. I think this is an appropriate matter to, for the Board of Selectmen to discuss in executive session as a pending matter, a pending claim, pending litigation of the Connecticut Freedom of Information Act. A pending claim is set forth in the statute as a written notice to an agency which sets forth a demand for legal relief. We've got clearly a demand here for legal relief by Mr. Bajoli. And that's, when I say a demand for legal relief, I'm reciting language from the Freedom of Information Statute, section 1-200. Let me give you the exact site so you have it for the record. And this Selectman will be feel comfortable that this is an appropriate motion. It's section 1-200 of the Connecticut General Statutes, subsection 6 deals with executive sessions. 8 deals with the definition of pending claim, and 9 deals with pending litigation, all of which I think this particular matter is clearly satisfies this exception.
Thank you.
So I think the motion ought to state to go into executive session to discuss with counsel a pending claim.
Is there any other questions? Take a vote to go into executive session.
Did you say who you wanted in executive session?
Yep.
We did.
Yep.
You and our town attorney.
That's a yes for Tim.
Yes.
Amanda, Rodney, Bob, Pam, and Mather. Gwen has excused herself. Recused herself.
Right, I'm going to stop
while I do this. Are you drawing us a rendition of the cul-de-sac with Joey's driving? Is that what you're drawing?
I was writing changes to the barn over at Herrick Park.
At Herrick Park?
Not here. Herrick Park.
Oh.
The entity.
You actually draw, huh?
Thanks.
Oh, hi, happy day.
She.
It's all Dorothy Hall's fault.
I miss how I did stuff.
I know.
She's multi-talented. Thank you for your patience. Are you all done?
I know, can you imagine? I gotta go watch my dog.
Bye, Lori.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for coming. What'd you do to her, Gwen? Chased her off?
Scared her away. We had a great conversation, you kidding me?
It was nice for her to stay.
I interrupted her.
Yeah.
Okay.
This time, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We have to wait till there's a member missing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just recess for another moment.
Couple minutes.
Two minutes, please.
Oh.
Did you push pause?
Push pause.
So is Rich is not on anymore?
No.
No. Started. Okay, Pam, you were making a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that the selectmen of the board instruct the first selectman and the town administrator to draft a letter to the parties involved that we are, as a board, are continuing to look at legal options.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Is there any discussion? I guess that was the whole discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 With one abstention?
One abstention.
I'm not even going to abstain.
That's right.
I'm just recused.
Oh, recused, okay.
Gwen, that's six yes, and Gwen is recused from the vote. So that brings us up to number five, approval of minutes.
Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the minutes in total of March 5th, and March 26th, in one motion.
Anybody want a second motion?
I'm second to bring it to the floor.
Any discussion?
Yeah, oh, right. Well, we had a couple of people that weren't at all the meetings who might want to abstain, so we might want to.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
I will withdraw my motion.
Do you want to do them one at a time?
So this time I make a motion that we approve the minutes for the March 5th regular meeting.
I'll second.
Do we have any discussion on those meetings? Yeah.
Yes.
March 5th, regular meeting, yes.
On 7B2, we talked about the $20,000 for the intern for the finance board, and then I rescinded my motion, but I rescinded it just because we weren't taking votes on those things, so I was just going to suggest that where it says consensus of the board is to add $20,000 into the finance department budget, we say.
Amanda, I'm sorry, where are you?
Sorry, page four.
Four, thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
7B2.
No, that's good, I'm sorry, I wasn't sure what page you're on, thank you. Thank you.
Yep, that we just say the consensus of the board is to add $20,000 into the finance department budget for the purpose of hiring a intern for 1 year. Just to make it clear that we didn't change the purpose by rescinding the motion, that it was just because we weren't voting on it.
Okay, is there anything else?
No.
Is there anybody else has any comments on the March 5th? So that, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's seven yes, zero no's. Now, I'd like to.
Oh, hang on one moment, please.
The 14th.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll make a motion. Do we accept the minutes from the Thursday, March 14th meeting?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion?
I'll be abstaining because I was not present.
And likewise.
Is there any comments, discussion? All in favor? Motion, that's five yes and two abstain.
Gwen wasn't there.
I'm abstaining also.
Oh, three abstain. Okay, so there's four, which is Mather, Rodney, Tim, and Amanda are yeses. Pam, Bob, and Gwen are abstaining. And now for the.
And I move the approval of the March 26th.
Excuse me for just a second. I just noticed, it does, Bob, it does show that you were present on the 14th.
You came late, Bob.
Oh, I did come late.
6:06.
The motion has already been made.
That's fine, but I can abstain anyway.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, that's right.
Because I missed the first part of it, didn't feel right.
You stayed abstained.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the meeting was like over.
It was just about over.
Yeah.
So we're on the 26th, and I would second the motion.
Is there any discussion on the 26th? No discussion, I'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, that's seven yes. So that takes care of that. Now for ongoing business, we're going to consider an act on Indian Notch pricing. We'll need to pick an effective start date for new pricing as well. In your packet 6A has and do we have somebody who's gonna.
I would make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we accept the Indian Notch Pavilion fees change as presented in our document, and that the enacting date would be.
May 1st.
May 1st, and grandfathering in any who have already rented the properties, the property.
Grandfather clause.
I will second that motion.
Is there any discussion?
I have a couple, just have a couple of questions. I didn't quite understand the chart. Are there, it says proposed off-season weekday, proposed off-season weekend. Does that mean that there are no current off-season weekday or off-season weekend rates?
That's correct.
Okay.
You had not used it before, I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. And the $50 increase for the weekend rates, let's say, let's just take the resident rate from 200 to 250. And I see down at the bottom, there's going to be a need for some maintenance staff to open and close the gates and bathrooms for a total of 3 hours. So is that $50 increase going to cover the 3 hours? Is that enough?
So the $50 doesn't, but the $250
does. Oh, okay.
Because we hadn't used it before.
Okay,
I see. A difference in revenue versus.
And the 3 hours is part of their contract. It's a minimum part of their contract.
Okay, yeah. Can you further clarify, is it that we hadn't allowed people to use it off-season, or we were using the same rates into the off-season?
It hadn't happened, and I am trying to find ways to expand usage of a facility that we have that's absolutely beautiful and is underutilized.
Okay, thank you. Another question?
Yeah.
So we had the discussion about Herrick Park, about how long the rental was for. How long is this rental for?
For the pavilion?
Yes.
That's an all-day event, isn't it, still?
Can we get Kathy to chime in on this? Because she had the conversation with Stephanie.
I'm here. I honestly don't know. I mean, I know when Stephanie has done stuff over the summer, it's usually like a 10 to 3 or something like that, but it's also summer camps coming in, so they have a very limited time schedule.
So you think, Kathy, would be fair to, I think we determined for Herrick Park 6 hour increments. Is that accurate?
I think we did
five.
I think we did five.
Yeah. We could do two. I would do that in a second. Do you want to, why don't we leave that as an administrative decision? Unless there's a problem and have it come back to the board at that time?
I think I'd be all right with
that's
that.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
I mean, no, we don't know how to use it exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
as long as we make the administration applies it consistently, right? We wouldn't want to be charging the same rate for 3 hours and the same rate for 6 hours, right?
Like, we would set up a policy.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do you need to amend the motion to include the administration setting the time limit?
I would make a second motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a second motion that.
Well, hold on. That last motion passed 7-0. Now, Pam wants to make another motion.
Thank you. Make a second motion on this issue that we direct the administration to set the hours of use.
For the Indian Notch Pavilion.
Of the Indian Notch Pavilion.
And be consistent.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It says 7 in favor, 0 opposed. And now, consider an act on the town administrator's ability to make transfers. among budgets. Yes.
I move that the Board of Selectmen authorize the town administrator to approve budget transfers from one line item to another for up to $1,000. Additionally, the town administrator is authorized to make transfers not to exceed $5,000 through the end of July 2024 for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024, and all transfers shall be reported to the Board of Selectmen.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Amanda?
What are is Jim currently authorized to make a transfer up to?
$1,000.
Sorry, say that again, please?
$1,000.
Okay, so this is, so why are we then authorizing?
I just think it's because it was done about a year ago.
Oh, so we're just
and I think it's just good practice to renew it.
Okay.
Because it's not a written policy somewhere.
Understood.
So there's no change. It's just confirming the same policy.
It's a consistent policy that's been utilized
for a year.
Okay. And now I have another question. What's the difference between the 1,000 and the 5,000?
So $1,000 I'm already authorized to do what I've been doing it for the last year and providing reports. This time of year, we tend to make a lot of transfers.
Okay.
When we're getting short in certain budget areas, mm-hmm. we move money quite a bit to make ends meet between line items at the end of the year. And it allows us to stay fluid and keep things moving at the end of the year.
And have we ever done that before?
It's been done for
at least three administrations.
Okay.
And I don't think the amount's changed in many years either.
No.
No, it's been 5,000. It's been 5,000 for even when I was doing it, so it goes back quite a while.
Is there any reason not to like make this an annual? Can we authorize it for multiple years as opposed to having to do this every year?
My only concern here, and here's why I put it on the agenda or asked Rodney to include it in the agenda aside from the 5,000 is because I don't want to be looking back. So let's go back to there's a situation with a driveway permit in town.
I remember
that the ordinance says that the Board of Selectmen shall make the decision,
mm-hmm.
but at some point, somewhere along the line, the Board of Selectmen gave the highway foreman the ability to make that decision. It doesn't say that in the ordinance. So I just don't want anybody to have to go back
too far
to be able to find the information to say that, that the town administrator was authorized to make these transfers.
Got it.
I don't think $1,000 is enough. And I would encourage the board next year to look at a higher level at this time because it's consistent practice.
Right off the get-go, right? All in favor of the... That's seven yes, zero no. Next, we want to consider a date to do the tour of the temporary building.
Do we have a recommendation?
Do we have a recommendation?
No.
That's Kathy. Oh, no?
Kathy, do we have a recommendation?
Well, I mean, you know, do you want to do it in the evening? Do you want to do it... You know, during the day, do you want to do it during the day and an evening? You know, if you can give us a little bit of guidance, you know, we can come up with a recommendation. but it's really about, you know, what the board thinks that it would be good for the public.
You should have at least one evening and one day so it can accommodate. That's just about everybody, I would think, at least as many as possible.
I guess the question, who's the tour guide, first of all?
Well, daytime is easy. It could be almost everybody, anybody. And I would make it for, you know, a two or two and a half hour period of time so that, you know, somebody's not, you know, there all day long just to provide opportunities for people to see space.
Could you, what about doing it on a Tuesday so that we don't have to have somebody here who's not normally here in the evening?
So the town staff is there.
So we could certainly do it from like 2 to 6:30 on a Tuesday evening.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it needs to be much later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good one.
So we just got to pick one.
I know that the registrars or voters are very concerned about people accessing their space when they're not there based on, you know, election laws. So we would have to try to work it out with them to see if we could get one of them available.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great idea, Colleen.
But could we also have another town employee, like, sit in their stead if they could not? Would they be comfortable with another?
That would be up to them.
That's what I'm asking, if you would raise that question.
And that covers.
So we want to go into May with this? Do we want to throw a recommended date on it?
If you just want us to pick a Tuesday evening, that's not a board meeting at night, we can certainly do that.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah.
And probably May is a good date.
Yeah.
When's the budget referendum?
April 30th.
Oh, the referendum, I don't know.
You want to do it way before, so we don't screw up the registrar's office.
Because referendum day?
On the budget.
So we could.
Is that on does that fall on a Tuesday normally, or not?
Yes, the budget referendum always falls on a Tuesday.
It's always on a Tuesday.
It's always on a Tuesday.
Remember what the date of that is, Kath?
Hold on one second, I'm looking to see if I have it in this calendar in here.
Thank you for being here tonight. We already did.
We did?
Yeah.
As a board?
Yeah, pretty sure we did.
We voted on the referendum date?
Okay, so the budget referendum is scheduled for May 21st.
We can check.
Which is a Tuesday.
May 21st.
Okay, so we would not want to have the tour.
So maybe the second Tuesday of?
The 14th?
14th. Use that as our target.
So let me see if I can make that work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so next is the new business. Review of the Bolton Heritage Farm manure pit proposals.
They're really here just for informational purposes. They didn't come at a time when we could put money in a budget for them. And the money that's in capital is for code upgrades, this is not a code upgrade. So the money that's in capital could not be used for this.
I noticed, Mr. Administrator, that one of the differences in the pricing was one, the two of them take away the concrete and one uses the concrete as clean fill for the project. And that, I believe I saw, perhaps, am I reading that correctly, that was a discrepancy in the price?
It would certainly, make an impact on the price.
So I'm referring to,
Wagner's,
and under their description, they talk about the concrete being used as clean fill for the project and keeping it there. And where Ansaldi and Landy talk about removing the concrete. So we don't have this equal representation amongst the three proposals.
Well, that's why.
We did not say, I don't, perhaps, was there direction given that they could?
The town did not go out to bid for this project. This was the Heritage Farm Commission soliciting bids.
Oh, soliciting, okay.
Well, if this is just informational, I would be interested in having the town administrator talk to the Farm Commission about having that discussion.
About using?
The cost of it being for all three if the concrete remains on property as clean fill and a second cost if it needs to be removed for some environmental impact reason.
So the other issue is there were no, you know, I think there was no bid specs given, right? And you not only in one quote you have leaving the concrete in place, you've got one that has 26 loads of fill gravel and one that has 56 loads of fill gravel. So that's a,
That's a huge. You're
going to end up with a very different outcome.
Right.
And even you know, with slight differences in sizes of trucks, that's a tremendous amount of difference.
No, no,
we need more information.
But I thought, are we, can we even act on this? I mean,
no, we can't.
There's nothing to act on. It's really here for informational purposes.
Okay, I would like to respond back to the Farm Commission on what we see in this, that it's, they're not equal.
Deficient.
If they wish to bring us back something, they're asking for action, that it should, they should be equal.
Next time there's money, we should improve the bid specs.
Well, not with that, this, right, this.
We don't have a clue.
We should set.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, if they.
Bring the specs to.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes.
Is this information available to the public now?
So it is with, posted with the package.
Yeah, everybody's got it.
So one person was more clever than the other two, and now the other two get to see his price. It's my only comment.
Right. It's exposed at this point. Yeah.
And I have a comment about that too. I don't know that we want to be burying chunks of concrete underneath this prepared base that we may be putting footings or needing to dig through.
Exactly. You screw up with any future.
Right.
You go.
And I, you know, will say that that is probably one of the reasons why our zoning, although the town is exempt on town property from zoning regulations, our zoning regulations do prohibit us from burying construction debris.
Good.
For that very reason.
All right, any other comments on the?
What about dead bodies?
Well, it doesn't say that explicitly.
I'm hoping people, just to pick up some sarcasm. I just have one more question. Why?
Create a sinkhole.
Why would the Heritage Farm Commission solicit bids if they didn't know whether
they didn't have the money?
I don't know if they knew. So right now, if you remember looking back at the capital budget, I believe there's $50,000 in funds in the capital budget, but those funds are specifically earmarked for, I believe, repairs and code upgrades at the Heritage Farm. And so when John brought me these proposals initially, I said, you know, John, I don't think we can access that money for this purpose. And we did clarify with our CFO that, in fact, you know, that is what the money is earmarked for in the capital budget. And so it can't be used for this project. So I'm not sure that they knew that they didn't have funds to spend.
And also, I thought, wasn't that $50,000 taken out of that capital budget too?
Are you talking about from prior years?
No, this is in the existing.
It's from prior years.
Oh, it's a prior year?
Yeah, this is current fund.
But I think the ones this year, the funding this year is taken out.
Yep.
Okay.
It is from prior years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's safe to say this will give them the ability to budget it for future budgets, basically, and they can do a bid spec at that time.
There you go.
Right.
Okay.
And put it up for rebid with a spec.
So will somebody communicate with them that this, that there's no money available, or the money that they thought was going to be available for this is not?
So Mr. Butromovich and I already had that conversation, and he was at their meeting on Monday night. Okay. He and I have not had a follow through to talk about what was discussed, but I had asked him to make sure they understood that we couldn't act on this. It really, because they had done the work, I wanted to provide it to the Board of Selectmen as information. But there currently is no funds that we could leverage for this, and there are no funds earmarked for this project in next year's budget.
Okay.
Oh, now they know they have to specify that the concrete's removed next time as well, so it was worthwhile anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Could we?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt.
Could we potentially amend our motion from our last meeting to add this money to the CDS request? Sorry. I like free money.
You like free money?
So well, there's a little bit of a match, but that would count as 20%. A public community space as well, same as Herrick Park and the library. I mean, have the bids that we can.
I've collected bids and for the project, but I have not started the grant application. So
it's due April 14th?
I think it's the 12th.
The 12th.
12th is what I have in my brain. So it's not too late if you wanted to.
And it sounds like they probably already have something written.
Could you just add another motion to?
So you would amend your previous motion when you authorized me to apply for the congressional directed spending.
No, you have made a new motion.
It would be a new motion amending that, yeah. Yeah. Amending is not going to work. To change it.
Make a change. It has to be brought up by a person on the bill. Does not have to be made by the same person that made the motion.
So that was like 7C.
So we had approved a grant not to exceed $113,000, which was including the Herrick Park roof, the library roof, and potentially an awning for the library. Under the auspices of making our public community spaces more usable for the public. So.
Good idea.
So we want to.
What are you thinking?
I'll make a motion to add, to increase our CDS request from 113,000 to 100, what was the middle request-ish?
Well, it's 20,000, so it's another 4, right?
It's
so you're looking at 116.
17,800 is the.
All right, well, we can round up to 20. To amend our CDS total grant request from 113,000 to 133,000 with the addition of a.
To include
a patio? A. What are they?
Who's the.
A potential.
Herrick Park roof.
Pavilion at Herrick. Heritage Farm.
It's not the pavilion, it's just filling in the manure pit.
Oh, it's the concrete slab.
And preparing for future pavilions.
Okay, so I will make a motion to increase our CDS request from 113,000 to 133,000 to include now the disposal of the concrete foundation and concrete slab of the manure pit to prepare it for a potential pavilion in the future.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Jim, does that cover everything that you think it?
I think so, yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's a 7 yes, 0 no's. So I think that takes care of that issue. Nothing more we can do with that. And now we want to go to consider an act on approving the date of March 9th, 2025. For the 47th annual Bolton Road Race.
At this point, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we approve the date of March 9th, 2025 for the annual Bolton Road Race.
I'll second.
Okay. Amanda seconded it. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's a 7 yes, 0 no. Reports and update, the 24 budget report.
Is there any discussion why decisions we had about the waste collection?
About the waste question?
It's still the only line item in the budget that we're concerned about.
Thank you. But everything else seems to be.
Everything else is really right where we expected to be at this time of year.
Any other questions? Comments? So I guess we move forward onto the budget transfers. Well, we get the task collector report, which is.
That's always very good.
Yeah.
Collections are, she does a, but our taxpayers, some of them come in and pay before they have to.
And I see our final grand list is out.
Not quite, because they don't have the adjustments for BAA's meeting tomorrow and again next week.
So we have the draft final.
Right, we have the draft final. So there'll be some minor adjustment based on Board of Assessment Appeals findings this week and next week.
So now we're moving on to budget transfers.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion to accept a budget transfer of $5,000 from the town building operations in the category of overtime to the category of repair and maintenance services.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye, that's 7-0. The transfer is okay. And.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a second motion.
Yes.
That we, under the highway budget, that we expect to transfer $13,000 from the category of sand and salt. Been a lovely winter so far, but it's not over. To the category of equipment new.
Replacement of an old, 30-year-old plow. We've got every ounce of.
27 years, don't push.
27.
Yeah, too many things.
But it's warm out.
Was that a second on that motion? Is that?
Yeah, that's a real second.
Is there any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 7-0. Now we move on to first selectman's report, and I'm unprepared for that. I've been just trying to keep up with the budget and all the finites of the new position.
Do I discuss the retreat intermittent time?
So the retreat info on time is, we've got it scheduled for Saturday, April 13th, 2024, with John.
Al Sessor.
Al Sessor. We'll be meeting with John this week.
Thursday at 4:30.
Thursday, yep, to go over the details of the balance. Is there any particular time anybody doesn't want to start? Is 8 o'clock too early? 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 or later, some.
Everybody will. 9? I'm saying 9, because if in fact the.
Unless there's a better breakfast being served.
Well, I want to get there and start the call.
I know the food is all about.
You're baking, Amanda?
I'm baking, oh. I don't think I have that Friday off.
And it will be at the senior center, correct?
That is our plan.
It has a kitchen.
It has a kitchen, yeah. And you're saying 9 o'clock? 9 o'clock? You said 9:30, okay. Pam, 9 o'clock, okay with you?
I bring a dog.
Either one, it's fine.
Yeah, Amanda, 9?
Why don't you ask me to bring my dog?
They're earlier in, they're earlier out, so.
9?
Tim?
Fine.
Okay. 9 o'clock it is.
Chairman, I would ask that we try and maintain a goal of end time, so that we can do some planning.
Is there any particular expectations of how long this is going to take from everybody? Let's start with that.
What was the conversation with John?
9:05.
9:09, Kathy says.
We've had just minimal communication by email.
Arbitrarily?
You're expecting 3 hours arbitrarily?
I was thinking it's going to be a little longer than that.
I was thinking 2 o'clock.
4.
Yeah.
Should have started at 2.
Excuse me, bless you. So we're going to try to keep it into a 4-hour timeframe or so?
I was thinking, well, yeah, I was thinking 5. I mean, not that I want to go 5 hours, but with breaks. Because I think we're going to have lunch, right?
Yes.
So half an hour lunch?
Can it work through lunch?
Yeah.
No, that's fine with me.
I would expect, yeah.
That's fine with me, sure.
And I don't think they're going to lock the doors at 1 o'clock. If we happen to build subcommittees, somebody wants to hang around.
You can target for, and if we're.
Target 1 o'clock and then.
Yeah, if we're really into stuff, I mean, obviously, we're amenable enough, we'll go an extra half hour or 40 minutes.
Sure.
Can you make sure that we have white sticky paper for the walls?
Sticky paper? You mean for notepads kind of thing?
Yeah, you put them on the wall.
Big sheets. The big sheets.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, but they stick to the wall.
Yeah, that afterward, just stick them up.
I'll take care of it.
Thank you, Kathy.
I just want to be sure that we have the type of markers that don't bleed through the paper.
Yeah, get the markers too, Kathy.
Please.
Please.
So, Rodney, I did get your text about the, or an email, I guess, about the agenda items.
Yeah.
So, and I had thought that we had already discussed the agenda items.
We were discussing, and Amanda was taking notes, and that's what we forwarded to John. But in our original conversation, you had mentioned that we should probably get everybody to bring up their top three items and whatever. It kind of stuck to my head.
Okay.
I thought maybe if I could get everybody's top items, that we could maybe put that as a focus point. You know, there's something everybody wants, which would make that conversation short and easy. So that's what I was aiming for.
Okay.
Of course, Bruce Dixon gave me his list, and Kristen gave me her list. We all know what that is, so.
Well, I think we've got a, but I thought we agreed to what our topics are. I don't think that we should be taking in,
I don't believe we took a vote on it, though.
Oh, so I think, don't you think we should then, or at least agree to what we're going to be talking about? Because if we've only, 4 hours is going to go by really fast, and.
So we have, we're meeting with John on Thursday.
Yeah.
We have a meeting on Tuesday. It would be appropriate for Rodney and I to try to finalize the agenda with John between now and Tuesday and have that as an item on your meeting, your special meeting for Tuesday, April 9th.
So we can modify if we feel like we have to.
Yeah.
We were kind of leaving it open-ended the way Amanda had written it. It was very, very, very open-ended.
Yeah, they were broad topics, but I thought they were good. They were good broad topics, and we all agreed on those, so.
I mean, if he feels like he needs examples of what might fall under each topic, so he can do whatever.
I expanded a little bit on your notes.
Okay.
To try to, you know, tell him what was kind of Bolton-specific.
Okay.
So I hope that, and with Rodney and I meeting with him on Thursday, you know, we can make that even a little more pointed.
Okay.
I was just hoping to have bullet points where I could say, hey, John, this, everybody agrees that this one's.
That's the whole purpose of the meeting, I think.
Quick focus, right.
And to do that in front of them, where it's being recorded with the public.
If he's going to be running it, it might be helpful for him to know that.
That's from commentary, he doesn't know.
So you were looking for bullet points under those general topics that we had talked about as a board, under the, that Amanda had sent around?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Heritage Farm might be your topic that you really want to focus on, and.
Under infrastructure.
Right, and, you know, everybody's got their own thing, and.
Okay, like the highest priority of the topics that we talked about, which ones do we feel the strongest about?
Right.
Okay.
And which one you feel strong about, but you don't think it needs to be done for 10 years, you know, versus next year.
I see, okay. Okay.
Just give a little bit of thought.
I'll shoot you an email then.
Nothing stops us from having a second retreat in a year. Have a 2-hour retreat or a 1-hour.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We could do that.
But if there's something that you decide you want to talk about in greater depth, you can have a meeting just for that topic at some point.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the purpose of this is to brush some of those out, as which we bring forward to meeting.
Or we could.
And which we tuck away for a following year, or.
Whatever.
Or we could put a couple of committees together.
Which we avoid like the plague.
There we go. So.
Dead bodies and plague.
Okay, now let's get on to number 10, the administrative officer's report. We got a monthly report.
And again, I don't have it in writing for you tonight, but just a couple of highlights. We did meet with Novus to discuss our cyber security project status, and we are, you know, nearly complete. And I think we talked to you when we were building the budget about where we wanted to go with next steps for next year. Actually building a cybersecurity plan. So we're in pretty good shape with that. The Central Connecticut Solid Waste Authority continues to meet and work, and they are currently looking at opening up membership to other communities in Central Connecticut, thinking that their strength in numbers, it creates better negotiating power, gives us more money to work with as we move forward. Chief Dixon and I did deliver the fire truck to the Eastern Connecticut Fire School. They now have title to the truck. We removed it from our insurance, and we executed a letter of agreement granting us $6,000 of educational time at Eastern Connecticut Fire School.
Congratulations.
Well done.
We had a site meeting at 65 Shoddy Mill Road to discuss ongoing violations for wetlands and zoning. Again, participated in the monthly public sector workforce meeting. There's a shortage of municipal workers across the board, and we're looking at creative ways and ways to bring people into the public workforce. I attended again as both the executive committee and the Capital Region Council of Governments Policy Board. We held the walkthrough for the Notch Road Municipal Center demolition. We received the RFPQs back from that. We've selected two people to have interviews with, which are scheduled for next week. We've conducted interviews for intern candidates for next year. One of the things that we had to do in order to prepare for the demolition of the Notch Road Municipal Center is to clean out all the stored files. We've cleaned them out, we've gone through them. We've gone through the records retention policies and gotten rid of a bunch of stuff. And we are currently in open enrollment for healthcare insurance, which will close on April 30th. We did hire a new board clerk this month. We sent out rehire letters for summer staff for buildings and grounds, and we've posted for recreation summer help. So once again, we've had a busy month. Some of it is cyclical and some of it is, you know, ongoing. Can I answer any questions for anybody?
I have just a question concerning a topic that was not on your list. Going back to the South Road parking situation, Bob, you had mentioned that you might have some ideas and that we were going to get together to talk about those.
Yeah, you know, I looked, and one of them was the issue that we ran into was, again, we were looking at...
This is not on the agenda, on the administrative report.
Well, I didn't know whether it was going to come up, or if there's a, if I can bring it up under other, I'm glad to wait until then.
But...
This one.
Under the administrator's report, other?
There's a line item.
There's an other.
Yeah, there's another.
So yeah. you can make a motion to add it to the agenda and discuss it.
Yeah, because my thoughts were on...
I'd like to make a motion to add under other the topic of South Road parking.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Hi, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Before we move on to that agenda, can I ask Jim some questions for his monthly report?
About his report?
Yeah.
I think that would be
sure.
Appropriate.
Okay. Well, it might be you. I don't know. Either of
Go
you.
Ahead.
Did we hear back from that, and I don't remember the name of the entity, the people we emailed about the solar property project, about the request for the public hearing and our
standing?
Yes, the public
hearing is going to be held.
Okay.
They didn't give us a date yet, though, I don't think.
I think they did.
Was it May something?
Yeah. Yeah, but yes, there will be a public hearing.
And did we ask about our standing? I don't think we did.
We did not ask. I don't think we asked about the standing.
Okay. And then I'm hearing some concerns from our registrars about their access to Novus and how the annex isn't really working for their early voting space.
Could we bring that up under other? Because it was not under
Yeah,
report.
I was just going to ask if you'd heard anything.
They've not discussed it with me.
Okay.
And I will say that they're the only group that's been given direct access to Novus.
And I was told they do not have direct access.
They've used it.
Okay. Is it a phone number or an email?
They have Cameron's cell phone number, which they've used.
Okay. And he's like the project.
They may not like, they may find it occasionally it's a little crowded in there, but you know, come on over here. You know, for them to bitch about that, if you pardon my expression, at the same time, we have a staff here crapped in like mice in a
It wasn't so much personal, it's more about meeting the regulations and standards set forth by the Secretary of State's office, not personal preferences.
Secretary of State's office accepted the point.
Yes, I know. They've been struggling.
Sorry.
Is this coming from all the registrars? Imagine we've heard from all the registrars.
Correct. All three. I went into early vote and we had conversation.
I misunderstood, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it wasn't like, yeah, it was part of conversation and I have talked to all three.
Correct. I talked to them too today, just when I was over there voting. And they expressed concerns. And then I went into the temporary building for the first time and Bernice was there and she showed me the storage and showed me how the storage is probably half full right now, but that's because there's a whole bunch of stuff in the gym that is gonna have to be brought back in. She said it'll be complete, that storage area will be completely full. So it'll be difficult to access stuff. And then she also showed me how it was, had to be set up for the early voting with five different stations. And they didn't have very, very many people come through in the 5 days that early voting was open, but she's concerned about when in October for the 2 weeks there, she was concerned that there's only room for one person at a time to vote because they can only set up one little voting area. So she's just worried about a number of people like being in line, having to wait. So it's always, she expressed space concerns.
I just think we should set aside time at maybe a future meeting to have a meeting with the registrars of voters and talk through some concerns. That's all.
Well, my personal opinion is more appropriately that the registrar of voters should do like any other department would do and come to the town administrator and work with the town administrator to try to resolve the problems.
The other way
around. You don't get department heads coming to the Board of Selectmen to try to resolve problems without having first gone to administration.
So I guess that's something they also, and I don't know the protocols around this, but they are elected officials, they're not department heads in the same essence as like a hired staff. So there's a little bit of difference there. And I think we should deal with how that department, because they're elected officials, should operate, right? I don't know that that conversation has ever been had or that there's standard operating procedures around it. I think that whole.
I can tell you from my term as first that the protocol was to go through the administration, not through the board.
We may be able to solve many of these problems. I mean, I don't know what the problems are because they haven't articulated.
And I think they planned to. They were just, they're obviously busy right now.
But, you know, if they articulate them, some of them we at least may be able to resolve before bringing it to the board. Your time is very valuable and we ask a lot of you. So I think it's important that we try to deal with things at a staff level that we can deal with at staff. Some of them we may not be able to. But I think if at all possible, we should try to deal with things at a staff level before we bring them to the board.
Sounds good.
Okay, so now we're gonna move on to other.
And you had a motion that was seconded.
To discuss.
I don't know whether you voted on it or not.
No, we didn't yet.
Yeah, we did.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's late.
You want to vote again?
No.
Well.
So, all right. I had my thoughts, you know, when we were looking at, my thought was a back off of Route 6 and went back there and looked in a modification of one of the areas we had looked at. And that was coming in, there's an existing pathway, roadway there, but that one, there was line of sight, there was a lot of issues, and I thought maybe moving up would resolve it, going over there, and I think, I brought that up in our discussing with Jim about how we had looked at that before, and there were other issues that the engineer had brought up on that site, and
which site are you talking about, Bob?
Way back when you know where we had talked about where the that little pond is, right there, where that where the state had used as their original staging area, that one there,
but the sight
had a different access point, you know, maybe further up. But
I think Rod Parley had put out a
but when I was
it
out,
didn't work.
It was you and Joe and I were out there and we talked about that briefly,
right?
And Josh Kelly,
correct?
I think.
Yeah,
and the amount of fill that would be necessary to because the
The sloping was way beyond. And I had looked at the elevation thing.
And the changes to the guardrail.
And I looked at that, I said, forget it.
Pardon me?
There would be significant changes to the guardrail as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would ask that before we do anything, we go before, just as with the South Road issue, before we spend any money, that we go before the State Traffic Commission and ask their advice, because they may not give approval.
Yeah, that was the other.
So did you have any other ideas other than, was that?
No, that's the one I was looking at. I mean, and then, you know, after this, I'm in a quandary. I mean, I really don't. I thought if we could have something at one end or the other. And I ran into the same thing as you did. And I walked in back of England's, because there's the parking, but the terrain is so, it's simply not feasible. I mean, I don't know if you've been there or not, but it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
And that was the honest, beating my head against the wall. And I wish I had a better solution. My thoughts were, you know, dead end.
And I've never been back there. I don't go out in the woods by myself. could the terrain issue over there be solved with like a wooden bridge being built?
First it goes like that off the parking lot, and then it goes like that up to the. And if you go around the toe of the slope, it's just not very nice. It's swampy. There's kind of a gross stream there, and you just miss all the nice stuff that's up high.
It is nasty, and the terrain is.
And it's connected to leased state property.
So where are we going to go with this then?
Go ahead. We put this on then as a separate agenda item. I don't want to start with it at this hour. I think you put so much work and thought into it, and I feel when we're fresh.
Didn't you talk about creating a subcommittee?
A subcommittee.
They're just working on that.
That was my recommendation, was to create a subcommittee.
Were you on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think I asked if I could invite Brent, right?
Right.
Was it just us three? Or were you, did you want to be on that?
I said I would participate if you, we did put them together.
Okay. So do you think we could get together and have a meeting of that committee and throw some ideas around?
Well, it's a lot easier with bringing thoughts around a smaller group.
And
we've looked at terrain and,
Do you think Kathy would be willing to set up that meeting, Jim?
Yep.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. I recommend that you also look at the bottom of Stony Road, just as Route 6.
Near the storage area? Okay.
I just remember seeing the town of Bolton in there.
Okay, I'll check that out.
It's flat. You'd have to walk. That's not town property?
It is not flat.
It's not flat.
Town property is.
All right, so that's, the committee, we can look at stuff.
Yeah, look at that piece of property.
With that said, anything, we have nothing else on that one? Because I was going to make a motion to adjourn.
Well, we need a time for Tuesday's meeting.
Oh, shoot. I didn't read the blue line.
I propose that I provide that before, when we have posted the next AP meeting, special meeting, that we set the time for 6 p.m.
Okay.
We have a second for 6 p.m.
Correct.
We have a second. Are you willing to chair? I won't be here.
Let's see. The 9th is next Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I can maybe call in from the road, but I'd rather just say.
No, fine.
So 6 o'clock is the time, Kathleen, for the Tuesday, April 9th meeting.
Mr. Chairman, if it were later, do you want to be here?
I got a ferry leaving at 4:10, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, forget it. There's no way in hell again.
It's only 8 p.m. I don't say.
It's not only, but it's
short. It's an 8 p.m. and it's going to be the agenda, which, will you be here?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah, so whatever we go over Thursday, Jim will be well informed of, so.
What are you going to go over on Thursday?
With John.
You're going to put that onto that meeting agenda?
That was the intent, right?
We would discuss the agenda for the retreat.
Right.
At the April 9th meeting.
Thank you.
If you put it on the end of the meeting, oh, I won't make it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Got it covered.
So you were going to make a motion to adjourn?
I was going to make a motion to adjourn, not that we established a time for the AP meeting.
Did we vote on them?
6:00.
6:00, right.
Oh, do we want to?
For the, oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all in favor of 6:00?
No, the AP meeting.
Did we vote on the meeting time for 6 p.m.?
No, that's what he's.
All in favor of a 6:00 meeting time?
Yeah.
Seven.
That could be called by consensus.
Consensus. Now, the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, man, it beat you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great.
Meeting's adjourned, 7-0. Thank you, Kathy.
See, I was pushing for 9:00. You just stretched it out, 9:01.